the rest of the story. A sweltery summer evening, Virgin Grove, Illinois. Local saloon keeper had erected a makeshift bar outdoors. In the midst of the ostensibly benign camaraderie, a drunken argument flared up and out of control. A man was hit in the head with a blackjack. The injured man was sent home to sleep it off. But 3 days later, he was dead. And authorities charged one man, Duff Armstrong, with murder. Duff Armstrong, charged with killing a man in a drunken brawl, needed what he could not afford, the best defense lawyer in the state. But the best defense lawyer in the state was a close friend of the family, and he, the family friend, believed in Duff's innocence, so he came to Duff's aid without asking a fee. A lawyer, on duty without asking a fee. Now, remember, Duff had been drinking at an outdoor bar the night of August 29 when this fight broke out. Somebody had taken a swing at a man named Jim Metzger with a blackjack, had hit him in the head. 3 days later, Metzger was dead. Duff's attorney studied the facts carefully. In jury selection, he sought men in their mid-20s. That would be Duff Armstrong's age. One witness offered a very detailed account of what happened, definite. Devastatingly damaging, and it was this eyewitness that the defense attorney would have to concentrate on. He'd have to break him down, somehow discredit him, or the case would be lost. Well, the cross-examination began, and Duff's lawyer directed the witness to relate the incident of August 29 and to omit nothing. First of all, declared the witness, the moon was out that night, and it was very bright and almost directly overhead, so there was no cloak of darkness over what had transpired. Duff Armstrong picked up a blackjack in the middle of the fight and struck Jim Metzger in the head, and that was that. It was an overhand blow. Duff raised his arm high and came down hard. The defense attorney asked the witness to step down from the stand and demonstrate. The witness stepped down, went through the motions precisely as he had said he had observed them. And was the witness certain that that's how it happened? Yes, the witness was certain. There was a full moon that night. The moon was bright and almost overhead, so there could be no mistake. Well, throughout the lengthy cross-examination, Duff's lawyer repeated the questions over and over, but try as he might, there seemed no way past that unvarying testimony of the eyewitness. Each time he was asked, the witness recounted the same actions in the same order, same circumstances, and thereby the prosecution's star witness discredited himself. For you see, at the conclusion of this testimony, Duff's lawyer submitted in evidence an almanac, and in that almanac, August 29, was proof that on the night Duff Armstrong supposedly struck Jim Metzger beneath the light of a high full moon, in fact, the moon was all but out of sight in the western sky. And so with that most damaging testimony erased, Duff Armstrong was acquitted, and his attorney went home. You have forgotten that barrister's brilliant courtroom ploy, but you remember him for the defense lawyer who rendered his services free of charge because he believed a young man was innocent. That attorney who entered a case nobody thought he could win, and by the dark of the moon did win, that attorney was Abraham Lincoln. And now you know the rest of the story.